Fruit.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 10th day of April. The prep tip today is to make a list of your priorities. I've been doing that for half a century. You may find it's very helpful for you. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtraining.net. I say again, freedomtraining.net. You want to sign up for a class, get in on a group purchase, thermal imaging, give them a call at 417-718-2597. And Sam, you do build custom rifles, don't you, sir?
I do. Almost every week I'm working on custom rifles.
And if a person wants to order one, what would the average turnaround time be to get, say, a AR-15, for example?
AR-15, usually 4 months, sometimes a little shorter. If you're coming to a class, we tend to bump you up a little bit in the schedule. The bolt guns, the custom long-range bolt guns, that's a lot longer lead time because the actions. If you have an action that you want to build on, then we're in the six-month range. If we have to order you an action, some of our actions, the high-quality Defiance-type custom actions that we build on, they're a year to 15 months out just to get the action.
Really?
Yeah, so it can take, you know, 15, 16 months to get a custom bolt gun built.
Amazing, amazing.
Yeah, thank you, that's... COVID.
I went to the car show in St. Louis yesterday, the Forest Park, and I got there about 2:30, 3 o'clock. Many of the cars were already gone. I was somewhat disappointed, but there were some interesting vehicles there regardless, including I saw a 1952 Hudson Hornet, which was quite the machine in its day, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was something else.
Yeah.
I love looking at old cars and old designs of equipment and seeing how those guys solved engineering problems. I think it's all fascinating.
Yep, it is. We got open lines. You got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, let's... give people a description of what this 4-day tactical class consists of, what equipment they need, and what kind of training they would learn at the 4-day class.
Yeah, if you're going to get into the tactical lane of training at the Freedom Center, you have to start with a four-day basic tactical course. It's 2 days of handgun training followed up by 2 days of rifle training, 4 days in a row. Now, people say, well, why don't you just do a two-day handgun class on the weekend and a two-day rifle class the next weekend or a month later? And I said, we used to do that, and it didn't work. People did not retain their muzzle control, their finger to frame, their safety discipline. All of these things that we try to instill in you for life can't be made permanent in 2 days. But 4 days seems to work quite well, actually. So if you immerse yourself for 4 days, then you get through this basic prerequisite class that allows you to go on and take more advanced classes. And it is a life-changing experience for students, particularly the ones that have never been in a structured environment. For the military guys or the law enforcement guys, it's probably not as life-changing, but they do learn things that they didn't learn in their military and their law enforcement training, and they're always surprised by that. And they become much better shooters in that 4 days, even the law enforcement and the SF guys, and much more reliable at moving and all the basic skills, getting on and off the ground, using cover, all these things matter. But you're going to need a semi-auto pistol with a strong side holster. We much prefer that you have an RMR on the pistol. That's a little red dot sight that mounts on top of the slide. With the AR, you're going to need an AR-15 or like a Sub-K 2000 semi-auto weapon with a magazine. And you'll need multiple magazines, 4 to 6 for each gun is preferred. And you're going to need, on your AR, you're going to need an ambidextrous charging handle, an ambidextrous safety, and hopefully a good trigger. And you'll need a sling. And I am going to today, I keep putting this off, I'm going to post how to make a sling the proper way. I've got two videos that I'm going to post on the Freedom Center website today that will show you how to make a sling properly. I want you guys, if you're interested in taking classes here, make sure you come with a good sling. We waste a lot of time making slings for students in class, and we want to change that this year. We want you to come to class with a sling that's good to go.
Absolutely. That's a great summary. We got a call here, Sam. We got Jason in Wisconsin. Good morning, Jason.
Hello?
You're on air, Jason.
Yeah, I got a question. Is it okay to store AR magazines with 28 rounds in them all the time? Is it going to weaken the spring at all?
Yeah, you're usually okay if you have a high quality spring. You know, we use flat wire springs in our magazines because the compression gradient works better with the round as the magazine empties. We get more preload on a round with one or two rounds in it, so we don't our professional shooters can run the gun semi-auto faster than the standard magazine spring can feed the last two rounds. And so we go to a flat wire spring. But yeah, you can absolutely, and we recommend that you load no more than 28 rounds in a 30 round magazine. But I think you're fine if you buy a high quality spring. Certainly if you buy a flat wire spring, you can load 29. And you're good to go.
Okay, and that's respective for if I got 20 round magazines, put in 18 or 17 instead of the full 20.
Two under the full is the best way to keep the spring from taking a set. But also, there's another reason a lot of people aren't aware of. When you pack a magazine full, and you're in a firefight, and you go to do a mag change, and you insert that magazine, if the bolt is closed, and that happens sometimes when you're moving and shooting, things happen, and that bolt is closed, the magazine doesn't want to lock in place. So we don't ever load our magazines full.
Okay.
We always leave a couple of rounds out. We load them till we can't put another one in, and then we take two out. And that's the easiest way to get it right.
Okay. Well, thanks. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
Great question. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call, Jason. The call number is 512-248-8252. One of the things I notice in when I'm on the range out there is that your services as a gunsmith take care of problems right there on the spot when students have a problem with their firearm, don't you, Sam?
Well, we on our tactical classes, we typically limit the class to 12. I don't think we've ever had more than 12 in a tactical training class. And we'll have at least three instructors. The ratio will be 4-1 or better. So you have, when you're shooting, you have eyes on you almost all the time. That's one of the advantages to taking a class at the Freedom Center, not to mention our curriculum's better than anywhere else. I'll just point blank say it. It's just better. You're going to learn faster, and you're going to learn the right way to do things the first time. And the other thing that's a huge advantage of the Freedom Center is we have a full firearms manufacturing facility in the same building as the classroom. So if you have a problem with a firearm, there's about a 95% chance that we can fix that problem and get you back in the class in less than 15 minutes. There's no other place in the world where you can train and have a problem with a firearm and have a guy grab your gun, remove it from the line, return to you in 15 or 20 minutes with a gun that's working perfectly.
I've seen that firsthand, and it is amazing when that takes place. We have open lines. You got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Tell us about the reloading class. You have those several, 2-3 times a year. How long they take, and what a man or woman's going to learn there?
Yeah, we have a reloading class that goes 4 to 5 hours. It's a little over half a day. And it's a precision ammunition reloading class. So how do you load ammo that can hit something at 2,000 yards? Well, that's what the class is about. What are you doing? What sequences and steps do you follow to be able to load extremely precise ammo, world-class ammo from an accuracy perspective? And we cover the basics, you know, bullets, barrels, brass, bedding, all that stuff. And we cover brass preparation to a very high degree, because that's important. All of the things that you need to know to be able to load sub-quarter-minute ammunition, and I've been giving a sub-quarter-minute guarantee on custom weapons that I build for over 30 years now. But part of that equation is good ammunition. You need to have that piece of the puzzle as well. And sometimes if we get some guys that are taking the combat course or the defensive course, the basic tactical courses, they also want to take the precision course, we do a reloading class either the afternoon before the tactical class begins, or we do it Monday afternoon after the show. And so they don't have to make two trips. They can get their basic tactical class in and their precision reloading class in the same trip.
That's good to know. That's a very efficient way to do that.
Yeah, very and if efficient. if you sign up for a basic tactical class and you have precision rifles and you want to learn how to load better ammo for them, make sure you mention that when you call in to sign up for the class. Make sure you mention the fact that you're interested in a precision reloading class, because we only need 4 people in a precision reloading class to make that class go.
All right. Well, that's not very many, and you'll have personal attention with only 4 students, don't you?
Well, absolutely. And you're going to learn how to turn necks. You're going to learn how to check neck tension when you press a bullet in place. You're going to learn all these skills you don't find on the internet.
That's right. That's right. And you learn to do it the right way and do it safely, don't you?
Yep. So, John, are we ready for our firearms tip of the week?
Roger that. Let's hear it.
Okay. I want everybody to think about the bullet that's in the cartridge that they have stockpiled to defend their family and their community. If you have an AR-15, you're going to want 2 types of ammunition. You're going to want an armor-piercing ammo like an M855. The A1 cartridge would be great if you can find it. If not, the older version will do. You're also going to want a frangible bullet, something like a 53 grain VMAX or a 50 grain VMAX bullet, a 52 grain AMAX bullet. Those are very, very effective bullets at stopping fights. And now the question becomes, well, how much do I have of each? Well, you should have 90% frangible. That would be the VMAX or the AMAX bullets. And you should have 10% AP or armor piercing, like the M855A1. Most people buy way too much armor piercing ammo. In the real world, not necessary. So make sure you get the ratio right. And then if you're planning on training, and I would highly recommend you do, make sure you buy some low-cost full metal jacket in brass, not steel. Don't get steel-cased ammo. You'll have problems with it. But buy high-quality PMC, Lake City. They all make FMJ, full metal jacket, 5.56 ammo that's cost-effective and perfect for training at the Freedom Center.
All right. Ready for our next caller?
Ready.
That would be Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, gentlemen. I don't know if this was mentioned, a little off topic, but the TikTok debacle and this, what they call the Restrict Act, which is a Republican out of, I believe, Las Vegas and a Democrat from somewhere else. But the way this is rolling out, this is, if they do pass this, it's apparently going to change the way the government does business with people that they don't care for or say things that they don't agree with. I was just wondering if Sam had any comment on that.
Well, TikTok is its own unique problem because it's controlled by the Chinese government. It's basically a propaganda arm of the Chinese government. And you have to be really careful when you write laws that you don't restrict the First Amendment. And so I'm sure there's an army of Chinese attorneys just waiting to challenge this law before the Supreme Court based on First Amendment protections. It'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out. I am not one of these people that supports foreign propaganda in my country, but I will not, under any circumstances, not support the First Amendment in free speech. And that is the rub. That's where the rubber meets the road. That's where close analysis and the devil in the details, you know, start to play out. So we've got to be very careful about this. It's not okay to silence the First Amendment of our enemies, people we disagree with. That's not okay. But it's also not okay to let a foreign government run unchecked with their propaganda machine, particularly if there's spying involved. Because now you're violating Fourth Amendment rights to be secure in and your privacy. So there's a number of issues at play here. I try to keep an eye on it. I haven't read this latest bill. I haven't read the actual bill, so I don't really know what the details are. And I promise you, the devil is in the details of this bill.
There's no doubt about it. From what I'm seeing on the internet, and it's hard to realize what is truth in the internet, but they're really going after this because they claim that this is the kind of stuff that's going to take you guys off the air. I mean, if they don't like right. The way you're saying things, they're going to go for it. And I don't understand how they can, unless this is a total Trojan horse type of deal, I just don't understand how they could get this passed. But if they do, it's going to be bad for people.
Well,
there's
enough Chinese politicians bought and paid for by the Chinese. I suspect it won't pass. But even if it does, it will eventually have to go through the scrutiny of the Supreme Court. But you're exactly right. We need to be very, very careful about anything that infringes on the First Amendment. And
the last thing I want to find out is that you guys aren't on the air anymore. So, you know, I support this radio station. So, I saw this stuff and I was thinking about it and I figured I'd just drop it on you and see what you had to say. But everything you're saying makes perfect sense, so it really does have to be scrutinized, and it is going the wrong way, and we got to get a hold of our representatives and let them know we don't want it.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Fred. We appreciate it. We got open lines, and we got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Biden's budget proposal is out. I'm Peter Serafin with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Liberty Lighthouse Wellness, my brand new Made in America supplement line. Find them in the shop at liberty-lighthouse.com. President Biden's budget suggests increasing the corporate tax rate from 21 to 28%, ensuring that, quote, large corporations pay their fair share, end quote. The administration estimates this would generate $1.326 trillion in revenue. Sure, increasing corporate tax might raise federal revenue. It also might cause corporations to fire employees to make up the difference. A 7% increase in corporate tax may also cause the cost of everything that you buy to go up by 7%. After all, an inconvenient truth is that only consumers pay taxes. Biden is also attempting to roll back part of the Trump tax cuts. And remember that promise? No tax increases for anyone earning less than $400,000. Well, we all knew it was a lie, but rolling back a cut is the same thing as an increase. Hopefully, the House of Representatives won't take the $6.8 trillion budget proposal seriously. Ah, crap. That means all of our hope lies in Kevin McCarthy's hands. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, see this past Shem. Parabellum.
Fix bayonets.
Blame Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
Website is thelibertyman.com. This hour is sponsored by Liberator Rocket Heaters. The April sale is continuing. $500 off. You want to be warm, stay cozy, and save money with a wood-burning stove that has no smoke. Check it out at thelibertyman.com. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. You want to order a custom rifle, sign up for a class, give them a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Looks like we got open lines right now. If you got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, Sam, what direction would you like to go next, sir?
Well, I think it's important to talk about fundamentals every week. Just keep pounding fundamentals. What do you need to protect your family? You know, that's the question. What do you need to protect your family and to be able to join with other men and protect your community if things go south? And normally the south is a positive thing for me because of the graciousness and the conservative nature of the southern people of the United States. But when I say go south, I mean things that go bad. And when things go bad, the worst state you can be in is a state of arrogance. I don't know if you remember, John, the arrogant nature of the people in eastern Ukraine the night before Russia invaded.
That's right. That's right.
Do you remember all those comments that were on the news and people saying, oh, they wouldn't dare invade us, you know, we'll destroy them, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And now there's 3 million refugees, you know, that had to migrate west to survive because their towns, their cities, their homes were destroyed by the Russian army. And so arrogance is a bad thing. Arrogance will keep you from understanding the truth, from seeing the truth. Arrogance will keep you from making wise decisions. And so it is, it's imperative that you understand that you're not untouchable, that just because you've lived in peace and harmony for the last 30, 40 years of your life doesn't mean that that necessarily is going to go on. It might, but you need to acknowledge the fact that it might not if the indicators are there. You know, Mark Karachi was one of the greatest warriors I ever worked with. He's a Master Chief of SEAL Team 6. And when my buddy asked him the simple question, what is the most important attribute of a warrior? He didn't even blink. He answered immediately. He said, it is clearly objectivity. You must see a situation for exactly what it is, no more, no less. Let it be exactly what it is and make wise decisions quickly if you want to survive. And I thought that is not the answer I expected, by the way, but it's the answer that Mark gave.
Well said. Well said. Okay. You got a question or comment? Give us a call at 512-248-8252. We need to remind people these classes fill up. Once they're filled up, that's it, right?
Yeah, we can only train, you know, about 800 people a year. So now including some of the other, but from a tactical standpoint, we can only do about 800 people a year. And so it's important that if you want to train, that you get signed up for a class, go to our website, freedomtrain.net, look at the schedule. And then if you find a class that meets your schedule, that's a possibility for you, make sure you go to the course descriptions and you read about required and recommended items.
That's right. Well, getting all the required and recommended items and making sure everything fits and is ready to go before you get there is very important, isn't it?
Yeah, and you'd probably be wiser to call me when you sign up for the class rather than go out and buy a bunch of stuff, because I can direct you to equipment that we know works well, and then you won't be wasting money.
Well, you don't want to do that. wasting money is not a good thing, isn't it?
No, you know, some students come to class and they don't take our recommendations. They have a local gun expert that tells them, oh, you need to take this, this, that, and that. And then they get here and find out the equipment doesn't work well. And there are always students in the class that take our recommendations, and they start to do really well and start to progress in the class. And then the student gets frustrated and says, I need to change this. I can't believe I bought all the wrong stuff. And it's partly about skill, but it's also partly about having equipment that fits your hand, equipment that you can move efficiently with, equipment you can get magazines in and out of quickly. All those things matter.
That's right. It all matters. It all fits together, doesn't it?
Yeah, it has to. For you to be really efficient, really fast and effective, you know, you have to have the right equipment. It has to fit you. It has to work for you personally. It's a very important concept.
Here's a break. Call number 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Over 9 gigabytes of information there that will educate you, inform you, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry. A lot there. We update the COVID section several times a week with new information from world-class doctors and scientists to keep you up to speed. There's still new information coming up, believe it or not. There still is. And, of course, products will help you achieve your goal as well, including the energy cleaner. The sale just ended last night. Thank you for those who participated. We have log cabin kits. You want to build a equivalent one-room cabin that Davy Crockett built or a 6,000-square-foot mansion like is featured in Yellowstone TV series. You can do that with the beautiful log cabin kits that are offered at thelibertyman.com. The John Moore Ozark Symposium will be the first week of August. My guest will be my live studio audience. We plan on coming down one afternoon that week to Freedom Center, by the way, and get a tour of the place. We'll work out the details later. And, of course, the energy cleaner will help you if you've got arthritis pain, if you've got sleep issues. The energy cleaner will help you achieve your goal of getting past that. And keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net, and the telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. We got open lines. You got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. What direction would you like to go next, Sam?
Well, John, a lot of my friends are sort of pushing me to get more videos on the website so people can see what we do and how we do it and why it's important and what kind of skills you're going to learn in a particular class. I think it's probably worth doing. Of course, I'm extremely busy and behind on weapon production, custom handguns and rifles, so I want to catch up there first. And then maybe we'll start doing some videos on sort of a brief overview of what kind of skills you're going to work on in various classes so people understand what they're getting when they sign up.
All right. Well, I look forward to seeing those videos, and it'll be real helpful. And people like videos, don't they?
Yeah, for some reason people gravitate to that now. And you know, I'm not a video editing guy. So maybe I need to up my skill level, or maybe I need to hire somebody to do that for me. It's something that's probably worth doing considering the nature of how people investigate things. People don't read as much now. They'd much rather watch a video about what's going on than to read. Now, we have some videos up on the website right now. You know, we have the rifle cleaning video. We'll have the sling video uploaded here pretty quick. We've got students doing a mag change drill, students doing an El Presidente. We've got some videos up there you can watch right now to give you an idea of how your skills will improve once you've had the right training.
All right. And it's so satisfying to see people come in there and see the expressions on their face when they achieve these goals, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the most rewarding thing for me, is on Sunday afternoon, after 3.5 days of hard work, everything comes together for the students, and the light bulb comes on. And you see them perform at a level they never imagined they would perform at. Now, our instructors, we know that it's going to come together. We've been training people for a long time, and we know that if they do the work, they go through the course, that it will come together at the end. But the student doesn't know this. You know, they still have sometimes self-doubt, or they have thoughts in their head like, this is hard, I don't know if I can do this, I hope I don't mess it up in front of my classmates. You know, they have these negative thoughts going through their head. Of course, we're training that out of them, and we're teaching them to focus on the task at hand, which is win the fight, keep the gun running. And when it comes together, the joy on a student's face is one of the most rewarding things that I get to deal with as an instructor, because they look at you and you look at them and they're like, did I just do that? And you're looking at them like, you just did that. You're that good now. You know what to do. And you know, a lot of times a student that has some confidence issues, they'll have a great experience. And I'll look at them and I'll say, what was that? And they'll look at me and say, I don't know. Was that me shooting? it's a very funny light moment, but they're literally shocked at how good they are in just 4 days of training. And you know, of course, you're very proud of them as an instructor, and you're very happy for them. And you see the confidence level in them just rise to new places, and it's just a wonderful experience for the student.
Absolutely. Well, what goes on at Freedom Center is unique. It's a world-class training center. It never occurred to me until I actually saw it that there could be such a thing as a 360-degree range. It never occurred to me that was even possible.
Yeah, that's what we have for our advanced classes. So if you get through the basic tactical course, the enhanced urban vehicle course, the enhanced marksmanship course, you start getting into advanced 1, advanced 2, advanced 3. Now we're putting you in a 360-degree threat environment. And things get very, very interesting. It's the most realistic training in the world. There's no other place outside of like tier 1 asset level facilities where people do this sort of thing. And it's just an amazing place to come and learn skills. And, you know, we have a mix of instructors. So I tried to create a synergy center, to be very honest, to bring in Navy SEALs, bring in CAG operators, bring in Army snipers, bring in Marine Corps snipers, bring in all these people from all these different advanced firearm disciplines and get their opinions on curriculum and training and their philosophies and try to pick the best of everything. And that's why our curriculum is what it is, because we brought men in from so many different disciplines and had them scrutinize and give input. And we have shaped the curriculum in a way where we get rid of all the extraneous BS and we focus on defensive gunfighting skills. And like I've said, I think I've said this on the show several times. Initially, we had a number of arguments and discussions amongst the instructors. What should be in this class? What should be in that class? And everybody had different opinion. And then I finally laid out a very clear mission statement for the instructors, which was that your job is to very simply make my student the absolute hardest to kill you can possibly make them in the limited time you have with them. Okay, now what are you going to put in the class? And boy, did that change everything. That completely changed the outlook that everybody had towards what we include in curriculum. How do we make you the hardest to kill the fastest? How do we make you the most successful gunfighter, the give you the highest probability of winning a fight in the least amount of time? Okay, that's what we're going to train on. And that's sort of the overriding philosophy that drove the curriculum.
A very, very smart philosophy and a very effective philosophy, isn't it?
It really has been effective. And when you combine that mission for the instructors with the continuous improvement approach of everyone involved with the Freedom Center, it doesn't take very long before you evolve a far superior product than what these other training facilities have. You know, most training facilities in America are NRA certified. Well, they're teaching the same stuff they were teaching 15 years ago. And some of it's okay, but most of it isn't. We've moved on. We have better techniques.
Right. Based on what I learned at Freedom Center, I had to modify my shooting bench to accommodate the proper way to shoot a precision rifle.
Yeah, I mean, when you change something for the better, there are ripple effects that occur in how you do things. Your body position may change, your balance point may change, your grip may change. The position, the buttstock, if we're talking rifles, will certainly change once you learn the right way to do things. And, you know, I give a lot of credit to the GSG9 guys in Germany that I worked with. On the CQB skills, because they figured out very early in the game that having the butt of the rifle as close to the center of mass of your body really improved your recoil and tracking your dot as you fired on multiple targets. The German guys figured that out before anybody. And when they came over to the World Sniper Championships in 2000 and they started to explain why they do things the way they do, of course, I tested it against the techniques that were the current American SEAL team and CAG operator techniques, and the GSG-9 guys were right. Their techniques were better, particularly from a recoil recovery time and control standpoint. And so that's what we teach. We teach something close to that. And that's what I mean by continuous improvement. When you get information that works better, the nice thing about having your own training facility is you can incorporate those things in the very next class. And so our curriculum is constantly evolving, constantly improving. And I had a student say to me just a couple of weeks ago, the basic class you teach now is not the basic class you taught 4 years ago. And I said, well, it sure better not be. It ought to be a lot better than it was 4 years ago. And they said, well, I don't know about a lot better, but it's certainly better. And that's what we want to hear. We want to hear from the students legitimate feedback. And I had a student come in with a child, with one of their children, and observe the class while their child went through it. And they took the class 4 years ago. So they had a sort of a good amount of time between taking the basic class and their child taking the class. And, of course, their child outperformed them. and as they should, if we've improved our teaching techniques and our curriculum. So,
and another part of the mission statement of Freedom Center is to have the students go back to their home communities and be able to train others in these same skills, isn't it?
Yeah, we get a number of instructors that come out and train with us and take these techniques back to their hometown and start teaching them. And, you know, that makes them a force multiplier. You know, those are the people. I love having those guys, the firearms instructors, come to the Freedom Center and learn these new techniques and learn the modern way of fighting on the battlefield and these modern concepts. It's a great thing because you see their eyes open up quicker. Now, a lot of times it's harder for an instructor to change their technique because they have a lot more rounds downrange than a beginner. So it's a struggle for them to make the changeover to the better technique. But once they do, they're really, really good because they usually have good trigger control and good awareness and some basic foundational things. And once you give them the right techniques, boy, you just see their skills skyrocket.
I bet that's the case. And we do open lines. You got a question or comment? We got time for a call or two at 512-248-8252. Okay, Sam, we covered a lot of territory here, as always. We got time for another direction if you'd like to go there, sir.
Well, I want to make a correction from last week. I think I said a bill, House Bill 1165 in Missouri. It's actually 1169.
Right.
Got that wrong. So I want everybody to look and see if they have a full disclosure mRNA DNA modifying bill that requires any company selling food or medicine or anything that might modify a person's mRNA or their DNA, that full disclosure is on the packaging of the product. And I think that's a very important bill to get passed in your state because they are wanting to modify the genetics of human beings with everything these days, and they need to be stopped.
They do. And it's only a labeling bill. It doesn't require these companies to do anything else except inform the people buying their products what's actually in the products. That's all it is, right?
And what the side effects are or what the potential side effects are. And that's important. Full disclosure is important. We need to require politicians and big pharma and food companies to fully disclose to the American people what they are doing and why they are doing it. You know, we're the customers. They work for us, and they need to tell us the truth. And there's nothing wrong with the truth. What did Jesus say? The truth will set you free. You know, and I like to talk about Galatians 5:1 a lot. It is for freedom's sake that Christ set you free. It is for freedom's sake that Christ set you free. Therefore, do not allow yourself to be enslaved by this yoke, right? I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but a lot of people are taught by their preachers that the yoke is the yoke of sin and that the verse is talking about sin. It is not. The Greek word used for yoke, translated in the English in this particular verse only, I'm speaking of, the yoke are the scales of justice or the law. And what they're talking about in Galatians 5:1, Paul is talking about, is you are now under Christ accountable to God. You are not accountable to the law. In other words, you're to do the morally correct thing, not the legal thing. And that's a very important thing to understand about Galatians 5:1.
Good to know. Good to know, Sam. Absolutely.
And our country will not survive, John, if we don't start doing the right thing and start opposing these evil legal agendas that are in the House and the Senate of our states and in the House and the Senate of the United States.
Sam, I looked into signing up to run in the 100-meter dash in the Senior Olympics, and I got as far as finding out that they're going to allow men to compete in the Senior Olympics as women.
Oh, no.
I know. That's how bad it's gotten. So there's other senior Olympics around the state. I'll be looking at them to see if they got the same dystopian crazy stuff going on.
Now, John, I want you to know, if I catch you in a wig running in a woman's foot race, we're going to have a problem, brother.
Right, right. Well, I would probably win the men's advance, so I don't really need to compete as a woman. But
I'll be there to support you. You let me know when you're competing, and I'll be there. I'll be there because I want to see you win it.
All right, right. Well, we'll see. I'll have to look around the state. There's a number of these competitions around the state, and I'll be looking into other locations to see if they're all become woke and politically correct. It's a tragic thing. It really is.
Well, I have a goal to win the National 65 and over, the USTA Tennis Championship. And so I'm going to be working towards that physically over the next few years.
All right. Well, sounds great. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie away, away, away down south in Dixie, away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back. Back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Sam, it's time to summarize your thoughts for the day and for the week, sir. You're on mute, Sam. Sam, you're on mute. Okay. Sam, are you there? You're on mute, sir. Okay. Looks like he's not back yet. There you are.
I am back.
Sam, can you summarize your thoughts for the day and for the week, please?
Well, I think with all the attacks we're facing against our freedoms, I think the 2,000-year-old phrase, you know, those that ignore politics are destined to be ruled by evil men. I think that really applies. And I think fundamentally you have to get involved in your Republican township. You have to get involved in your school board elections, your city and county council elections, your state elections. We've got to start developing candidates and electing candidates that represent freedom and our founding fathers' principles. And if we don't start going there soon, we're going to see easily 40% of this country go Chinese communism woke. And it's going to be a huge problem in the long run. Taking care of fundamentals, food, water, ammunition, training, getting involved in local politics, all these fundamental things are so important now that every citizen get involved. You are an elector in our system. You need to start acting like an elector. You need to make wise decisions. You need to work hard at building a sound democratic republic. And I think supporting things like RBN, you know, are absolutely critical because of the First Amendment attacks. We've got to protect, like I think it was at Fred that said, we need to protect these outlets that tell the truth and that put forth truth. And it's absolutely critical to moving forward in this country.
Absolutely. Well, Sam, well said. We appreciate you as always. Look forward to having back next Tuesday, sir. Next Monday, excuse me.
John, thanks for having me. Have a great week and let freedom ring, brother.
Roger that. Okay, that's it for the day. Tomorrow we'll have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, the first hour, and then we'll go right to the Tuesday morning roundtable. Steve Bannoon's been dealing with some family issues. Hopefully he'll be able to join us. Otherwise, we look forward to Dave Hodges being with us and Jeff Nyquist and, of course, Leon Huddle from the first hour. A full week, as always, here at Republic Broadcasting, bringing you the information you need to help you achieve your goals. That's what we do here. And always, always fun doing this. Wednesday, we have Jeff Nyquist with one full hour on his own, and my friend Professor McKinney, and, of course, Chance with Simply Clean Foods, and might have Dr. Myers with us as well. He has some conflict sometimes. Thursday, Dr. Horowitz, Dr. Lynn Horowitz. As for today, get your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, essential oils, and now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the lovely state of Missouri I get to live in, the beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.